want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is the February 14, 2014 regular session of Commissioners Court. Who gave the last invocation?
You did.
I did? All right. We'll start with an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the opportunities, Father, that you give us each day. We just thank you for your many blessings. We ask, Father, that you would be with the men and women that are serving our country, Lord, that give us the opportunity to have the freedoms that we do. We just ask your continued many blessings upon us and our families. Be with us today, Lord, as we take care of county business. And help us to mend, Father, relationships with our voters and our taxpayers, Lord, and help us to be able to work together and meet each other's needs and be as supportive of each other as we take care of county business. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
I do want to note, in case y'all didn't hear what we were talking about briefly in the beginning, Chairman Miles, the chairman of the Democrat Party, his son passed away sometime this morning or last night. So y'all keep him in your prayers and in your thoughts. Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Barker to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. I can't find that until an extra set, but minutes, I can just throw in there. I'm sorry.
Is this on?
Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 3C is the payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Are budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved.
Sheriff, did you get the one off your printer?
It's okay.
Three E are accounts payable.
Let me bring something to the attention of the citizens. We're a third through the year. We got 67% of the year left in our budget process, and of course we take a look every day if we have opportunity, and every month, of course, when we get our statements out to determine where we are at this time of the year as compared to where we should be. And so we have 67% of the year left, but we have 72% of our budget left. And if some of you will recall, that budget was planned to have a surplus for the first time in a long time. And we're on track, barring any catastrophic situation like another capital murder trial or the roof fall in or something like that. I just want to let the citizens know we're on target.
Thank you, Commissioner Barkas.
Excuse me. On the bills this time, I had to run one through that y'all got late yesterday afternoon for the runoff on some of the insurance. It was $7,196.92. It was made to Central National Bank, but it's for GPA. It has to be sent to Central National. It's one of those ACH things.
There were two of them on there, one for $5,000, one for $1,300, isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay.
A total of $7,196.92, and they need that sent. So.
Move to approve. Accounts payable.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Heffner, second by everyone. Second by Commissioner Barca. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Meyer. Item 3F is kind of long, so I'm going to read it here. Except for recording, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, annual compensation order for 2013-2014 for the county auditor, assistant auditor, and the court reporter, interlocal cooperation contract, DPS reprographics and distribution services, racial profiling report from Constable Stanley Jenkins, copy of check and explanation of funds from John M. Clark for Upshur County School Land, a resolution supporting the efforts of Upshur County to execute restoration of the Upshur County Courthouse, interlocal agreement between Upshur County and Gilmer Independent School District for school resource officers. We will not be recording that last item, the interlocal agreement with Upshur County and Gilmer Independent School District resource officers, because we already have one of those in the record. And I didn't remember that when Superintendent Albritton sent me a second copy, so that will not be recorded today. What I would like to say about item 3F, because some people have asked questions about these documents, what these are, they are like contracts or interlocal agreements that the court has already approved, and then they have come back to us after they've been executed, so we put an executed copy into the record. Something like the racial profiling report by Constable Jenkins is a document that every law enforcement officer, well, like the sheriff has to file one and all the constables have to file one every year, so we put that into the record. The check from John M. Clark is payment on our service agreement with his company, and he includes a letter of explanation as to what that money is and what he's paying us for. So we put those things in the record so that everybody can see it and everyone's aware of what we're doing. And all those documents are always available down in the clerk's office after today. But they're also available. We post the agenda at least 72 hours in advance, and so they're also available with all the commissioners. They get a copy of all those, and with me, if there's ever any questions about anything you see that we're recording there. But what we're doing is just we're making a paper trail so that everyone can see what we're actually doing. So with that said,
I move to approve the recording of all those documents.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barca, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve the recording of the documents in 3F. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved.
Does that include the auditor report? I don't see them out right there.
Yeah, I left them laying in my basket. Well, they were like that. Yeah. I'll bring them back in the record. Item 3G are applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and right-of-way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action concerning requests by Gilmer Area Chamber to use the courthouse lawn for the annual Easter egg hunt on April 19, 2014 at 11 a.m.
Move to approve the request.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the request by the Gilmer Area Chamber for the Easter egg hunt. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to pay Sedaptic Incorporated the amount of $672 out of Fund 22 Courthouse Security for a battery backup that was ordered for the Jail Control Board.
We're good on money there?
Yes. Motion to approve?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the expenditure out of the Courthouse Security Fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Do you want me to mark that so that we can put it through accounts payable? Okay. But you need the bill, right?
Yes.
No. As long as she's got her bill. Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve District Clerk's request to purchase 3 scanners and licenses with funds from Upshur County District Clerk's Record Archive Fund.
Motion to approve.
Madam Clerk, I got your request and we were looking at money. We have plenty of money to cover this.
Yes, we have enough money collected now. We've been collecting since 2009. We have enough to buy 3 scanners, not 4, just 3.
Okay.
And then later on we'll buy the 4th one.
Is this to help us with the e-filing and stuff that's coming, or just...
No, this is just
replace
to
wore-out scanners.
Get all our records scanned.
How much money?
This is a plan that I've had since 2009. And we finally have enough money.
How much is it?
The total, I think, is like $17,544.
And this is money collected from filing fees that's designated for certain...
Yes, it's the only thing we can spend the money on.
We've records archives.
Since 2009, and we finally have enough to buy 3 scanners. We'll have enough money by the end of this month.
She had $17,418 as of yesterday, so we're within $100, but she hadn't turned yesterday's money.
So you won't pull the trigger on it until we've got the cash?
Well, I'm not going to, it'll be the end of the month, the 1st of March, until I get it over to Tyler Technologies. It'll be several weeks.
Okay.
She's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve the purchase of the scanners out of the Upshur County District Clerk's Record Archive Fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action on upgrading and replacing the current duty weapons and ammunition at the Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Betterton, I believe you just need to inform the court of what you're doing and keep us, make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Okay. What we're trying to do today is actually make a paper trail like y'all were doing on item 3. What we've done is we've worked with GT Distributors out of Austin. It's a law enforcement dealership, and Glock Firearms. And what they're willing to do is our weapons, most of all of our weapons were bought in 97, 98 when Sheriff Cross was in office through a grant. And then the rest of them were bought out of the drug asset forfeiture fund and the jail. There's 49 weapons that we're referring to, and what we're doing is we're upgrading 1997s and 98 models to the current duty weapon for gun for gun. No expense to the taxpayers or the county.
Wow, good.
And we're going to a Glock 9mm. We've had Glock 357s. They've been good guns, but the going gun right now and everybody's working with is a Glock 9. So we opted to go with them. And like I said, this is strictly a paper trail. So years down the road, somebody will know exactly what happened and what transaction took place. The other item which is involved in that is duty rounds. We've got so many 357 duty rounds. GT Distributors are willing to buy those rounds. And what we do is, with an interlocal agreement, is they give us a credit, and then we turn around and buy 9mm rounds through them.
Is there much, with the ammunition costs being what they are today, is there much variance in?
Actually, the 9 should be a little bit cheaper, but, they're not going to give us They're not going to give us the going rate for our ammunition, but, you know, they're willing to work with us on the ammunition.
So they're going to give you a credit for what you have towards the replacement rounds?
And then what we'll do is we'll buy with that credit, as long as the auditor agrees to it. That's a joke. But in the local government code, I'll give you a copy of it, where we can do this legally. But we have to, I want to make a record of everything that's transpired. That way there's never a question down the road, whoever comes along after we're gone from here.
So you don't need us to take action to do anything with the money?
Unless y'all want to say it's a great job and keep up the good work.
Gun for gun sounds good to me.
The reason why I did this is because I did want a paper trail, because
paper trail
we can't find the paper trail on the 97, 98. And I want to make sure that we've got one for somebody coming down the road.
Okay.
Good deal. It's good business.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Item 8 is discuss and take action to award road and bridge bids, and we have recommendations here from Andy Jordan. And Andy, I think the only thing I've got we need to talk about on the record is that for the refined road oil and the emulsified asphalt with brine and brine, this doesn't look like the lowest bid. But explain to the court why it actually is.
Because with Brine and Brine, they supply a tanker to the county at no cost. They supply a truck to the county at no cost. They do not charge for demurrage, which is if their truck comes out there and we're not quite ready for it, if it has to sit there for an hour or two, Ergon will charge us for that hour or two. Brine and Brine does not. And a lot of times when we're working on the road, we have to put it out, wait to see exactly if we need a little bit more. Or sometimes that truck's liable to sit there an hour or two before it can be cut loose. Brine and Brine also does not charge if, which is very rare, but if we send any material back.
If you don't use it all?
They'll send piece of loads too, won't they?
They'll send piece of loads.
And no pump charge.
Exactly. And I was getting to that. Ergon charges for every little thing.
So the question that we have to ask is, if we compare apples to apples, mm-hmm. is Brian and Brian actually the lower bid?
Yes, sir. They will be.
When you compare apples to apples?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then, on Wood County Asphalt, for the oil dirt, hot oil sand, and the TYD hot mix, they're actually not the lowest bid either.
On the oil sand and oil dirt, no, sir, they are not.
Okay, and even if you compare apples to apples, they're still not the lowest, right?
Right.
So tell the court why you want to go with Wood County.
This year, our contract was with APAC. APAC has a hard time getting us material before 9:30 in the morning. If I have all of my guys and I'm told that I'm going to have material at 7:30 in the morning, I've got 20-something guys there at the barn to be loaded up at 7:30 in the morning, and the material doesn't get there till 9:30, that's 2 hours wasted. I lost a little over 12 hours, what little bit we used them this year. Of guys just sitting and waiting on material, and I'm on the phone with them. Oh, it should be there in a minute. It should be there in a minute. It should be there in a minute. That's unacceptable. APAC also passed a new rule where if you need material for tomorrow, it has to be ordered by 9:30 today. I'm sorry. I've been in this business a while. You can't do that in East Texas. You don't know if it's going to rain in the morning until 3:30 this afternoon. Wood County is right here. I mean, it's just a few miles down the road. It's more convenient to us. If we need a little bit, we can go pick it up ourselves other than having to run all the way to the other side of Tyler.
Did you complain to APAC and try to get them to remedy it?
Numerous times.
And they wouldn't?
No, sir.
Okay. Let me tell you what we have to do. Before we can accept this bid, because it's not the lowest, then you'll have to allow me to write APAC a letter and tell them that they have the right to appear before the court on the February the 24th, the 28th, I'm sorry, and explain why they are the more responsible bidder. And then you'll be able to also give your side of it again, if they show up. In the past, when this has happened, no one's ever showed up, so.
Well, and I did the numbers there, and it looks like we're talking about, what, $300,000?
As far as
how much money we're talking about spending with APAC or Wood County?
I've only got $60,000 in my budget.
This is oil, dirt, hot oil, sand. I'm talking about all three of these items combined. We're only talking about $7,600.
Right.
Is that the difference you come up with? If you add up all the numbers over here?
Yeah, if you come up like that.
Well, you only got to add the first two.
Yeah, but you add the first two and then deduct how much Wood County is cheaper on the last one.
Oh.
And the grand total difference in price is $7,600. So I don't know if that matters. I just thought that was a pretty small amount when you're looking at this kind of money.
Considering that you've got people standing around calculating how much you're losing in time.
20 people.
For your people, that's a lot of money.
It's $300-$400 an hour.
Are you sure? You sure you've done the math right there, Commissioner?
I'm pretty sure.
Let me see.
But in my budget, I've got 60,000.
What do you got for hot mix? Okay.
Are we just talking that top line? It's $6,400 difference, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
On the hot oil sand?
But I took them all three combined.
Oh.
I took the difference in the first two and then deducted the difference in the last one.
That'd be $4,400.
But you don't even buy hot oil sand?
Hot mix, no.
Or hot mix. There's two different items.
Mm-hmm.
Hot oil sand and hot mix.
Oil dirt is mainly what we use.
Yeah.
And you only use $60,000.
Right.
Hey, let's see what they got to say. If they don't have anything to say, then we have a problem.
That's 100 tons.
So we can accept all the bids except the bid for oil dirt and hot oil sand.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll move to accept the bid recommendations for everything listed by the road administrator except for hot oil sand and hot oil dirt. Is that right?
And hot mix.
Oh, they were the cheapest one on hot mix.
They were cheaper on hot mix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you second, Commissioner Gentry? The motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gentry, is that we accept the bid recommendations and award the bids to the people recommended by the companies recommended by the road administrator, except for oil dirt and hot oil sand, which we will discuss again at our next meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is open proposals for IT support and maintenance and infrastructure. Discuss and take action. Stuff out of the way. The bid from Inline. And I'm not going to go all the way through all these prices. I think everybody will want to make a copy of these and then maybe look at them over the next couple of weeks. Is that what y'all have in mind?
Please.
Okay. I will tell you that Inline's pricing for maintenance is $4,050. That's what we currently have with them.
A month.
This proposal is from SHI Government Solutions. It looks like it's just for hardware, no maintenance. This is from Wood Networks. You from WoodNet?
Yes.
Did y'all give us a price on maintenance or just on hardware?
Maintenance and hardware.
Okay.
Actually, no for maintenance.
We did a slight upgrade on hardware. We went to a fifth generation i5 processor.
Okay. I can't find it right now. What we're going to do is look through all these and. Then we have a bid from CBS.
CBS.
I wouldn't either. I actually have to
eat your weedies.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's your knife.
I'm scared of mine.
I'm scared of you.
Look at the finger.
What, who does that say that's from?
Who's it from?
Tyler Technologies.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
This was from Tyler Technologies.
Yeah. From Tyler Direct.
Yeah.
I move to table these for 2 weeks, bring them back on the 28th meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to study these for 2 weeks and bring them back on the 28th. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's what we'll do.
Motion to adjourn.
Commissioner Heffner, want to say something?
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a person with us I'd like to recognize. We had Jason Wright with us in the back here. He's from Senator Ted Cruz's office.
Aye. Nice to be with y'all.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkas, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.